You are listening to Mucho Radio. I am your host, Murat Nahimana. Our guest is the president of Nova Scotia Community College, also known as NSCC, Don Bureau. Don Bureau serves as chief executive officer for the operation of 14 campuses with over 140 programs and approximately 24,000 students and 2,000 staff. Needless to say, he is a trusted leader in the community. Welcome on Mucho Radio, Don Bureau.
Thank you. What an honor it is to be with you today. Thank you.
Same. For our listeners, what can you tell us about yourself and your role as the NSCC president that we haven't already mentioned?
Well, you know, I have had the pleasure of being the president of NSCC now coming on 16 years. And that journey is about to end. I'm going to be moving on from NSCC at the end of February, and I'll have the honor of taking over the presidency of the Halifax Chamber of Commerce. But, you know, the past 16 years have been amazing. I have absolutely loved this job. I've loved this institution. I'm looking forward to sharing some of those thoughts with you today.
Now, out of these 16 years, we were wondering, what is your concept of entrepreneurial cultures as a foundation for learning-centered environments?
You know, the term entrepreneurship has been something that I've always really believed in. Prior to coming to NSCC, I worked at an organization called the Acadia Center for Small Business and Entrepreneurship at Acadia University. And at that time, we took a very different approach to helping individuals pursue success and happiness in their life. And we thought that entrepreneurship was a really, really solid foundation for that. But entrepreneurship defined in a slightly different way. We found traditionally entrepreneurship was defined as having somebody first identify something in the market that wasn't being satisfied, and then going inward to themselves and be prepared to ask themselves, how do I need to change to address that market need? And we thought that was backwards. We thought individuals first should identify who they are, what their passions are, what their values are. And once that internal analysis was done, then they would be much better to identify an opportunity in the marketplace that would lead to not only financial success, but personal success. And that's something I think we've brought to NSCC. We really try to focus on the individual and help individuals identify what they want, where they want to go, and we help them bridge that gap.
Now, one of the NSCC mission is building Nova Scotia's economy and quality of life through education and innovation, which you hinted at. How does the college work closely with employers and industry partners across the province to develop programs such as learning opportunities and research projects work?
Again, such an important question. That mission that you just stated, I've always admired that from the moment I arrived at NSCC, and that harkens back to the late 1990s when the province of Nova Scotia decided very boldly to take 19 vocational schools, bring them together, and form a single college with 13 locations. And that mission created a culture that had two components. It was to build the economy of Nova Scotia, but also our quality of life. And we took that to define that as an economic and a social imperative. So that's why our work has always tried to balance how can we make Nova Scotia a more economically and socially prosperous province in which people can live and pursue a career and raise their families. And how we come up with educational opportunities and research opportunities to pursue that duality of mission is working very closely with industry. We are here to make sure that the industry of Nova Scotia, for-profit, not-for-profit, the government sector, has the human capital that they need to compete in a world that's dynamic and that's changing. So it's that connection to community that's been our successful component.
And speaking of community, for the NSCC Foundation, one of the objectives is community impact. How does the NSCC apply and recognize diversity of knowledge?
Yeah, we think diversity of knowledge, diversity of experience, diversity of background simply makes us a stronger organization. We believe that Nova Scotia, again, to represent the world in which we are now competing and the world in which we are now operating in a global economy, we ourselves must be a beacon as an institution that people feel welcomed. They feel that we have an inclusive culture. And that inclusive culture is only created when you actually create an opportunity for all individuals regardless of background, regardless of a culture which may be different than the culture that Nova Scotia is used to, and provide an opportunity for them to come and learn and grow and develop in a way that's safe, in a way that's welcoming, and in a way that actually recognizes and allows them to be their very best at what they want to do. And I'm proud of that. We've been able to do that here at NSCC.
And to add on, the college values diversity, as you mentioned, and inclusion, and is committed to the employment equity. How does NSCC College support African, Nova Scotian, and Black students?
You know, we've been, I'm very proud of our work in working with the African, Nova Scotian community. We've been doing it for years. Back in 2006, we were the first organization in Canada to have an Afrocentric adult learning program here at the college. And that program continues today, you know, some 20 years later, and it's grown, and we're very, very proud of that. And we continue to work with our industry partners to make sure that they are creating a work environment that is welcoming to our African Nova Scotian students, and that they incorporate an Afrocentric approach to employment, to continuous ongoing learning. And we've actually had specific cohorts of African Nova Scotian students working with our industry partners in significant areas of economic development, whether it's shipbuilding, whether it's the trades, making sure that we have opportunities that are leading to great careers. We also have a number of African Nova Scotian advisors. We have a tutoring program. We have counseling services. We have a number of dedicated scholarships and bursaries. So it's always been my belief that it has to be a holistic approach to help our tremendously talented individuals from our African Nova Scotian community to get the education that they need to compete in the economy of tomorrow.
To stay on the topic of scholarships and bursaries, what can you tell us about the awards for Afro-Nova Scotians and Black students?
Yeah, so what we've recognized very early is that students, quite frankly from any community, tuition is only part of the hurdle that they have to overcome when it comes to the financial demands of a post-secondary education. And so our philanthropic arm, our foundation of the college, has worked very closely with very, very committed and generous donors to make sure that tuition relief is in place, but also there's opportunity for other expenses to be considered, like learning materials and learning supplies, whether it's textbooks or tools and supplies that are required in our trades. We're also ensuring that we're providing opportunity to have daycares at our campuses to allow people who have children not to have that as a barrier in terms of expensive daycare. And the last thing I'll be very proud of is there are times when students face a hurdle during their studies that were unexpected. So we have emergency funding available. So if an individual does face a financial hardship that wasn't expected, we have options available for them to overcome that hurdle to continue with their program.
Now, early in the interview, you mentioned this was your last year and that you're stepping down, moving on to a new role. What does the next chapter look like for Don Bureau?
You know, the next chapter for me is in some ways continuing this journey that I've had in my life of being in a profession or professions that has at its core a helping culture, helping individuals, helping organizations achieve success. I've had the honor of doing that here at NSCC for the past 16 years as president and prior to that in different roles. And now I'm going to have the opportunity to work with our business community. How do we focus on strengthening the business community in Nova Scotia, which I believe right now is very vibrant? I believe our business community competes with the best in the world and succeeds. And it's a world also that's very dynamic and it's changing. We are in what they call the fourth industrial revolution. That revolution includes the intersectionality of AI and biotechnology and robotics and automation. And Nova Scotia, Halifax, has proven itself to be able to compete in that new economic revolution. And I want to continue that journey by working with the business community in Nova Scotia as an ambassador, as a champion, and that is as a catalytic force to help it even be better.
And for our last question, NSCC has a radio television journalism you yourself know the role of media in our communities. Do you think that building an African descent radio to tell our stories our way and learn from one another is important?
I think it's critically important. You know, we live in such an oral culture. Oral history, telling stories is such an important part of human development. And I believe that through the telling of stories, through the bringing together of people who are interested in the magic and the benefit of storytelling will certainly make our African Nova Scotian community stronger, but I believe it will make all communities stronger. So I congratulate you on your work. You should be very proud of what you're accomplishing, and I'm looking for continued wonderful success going forward.
Thank you, Don Duo, for being on Mucha Radio.
Thank you.